USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Before leaving Washington on holiday, President Biden placed down his policies are the culprit for energy prices.
Our combined actions will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight. It will make a difference. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
The president walked away from reporters again, not taking any questions. It should be noted the president terminated the Keystone Pipeline on day one, making the demand greater than America's supply. When Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm was asked how much petroleum America uses per day, she did not know the answer. Daryl Brooks appeared in court Tuesday evening for a preliminary hearing on charges he intentionally killed five people by ramming his car into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Sunday. Bail was set at $5 million. It should be noted another child died from their injuries just before the court proceedings. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
Justin. Time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Kyle Rittenhouse met with President Trump at the former president's Mar-a-Lago club after the teen was acquitted on all charges in his homicide trial last week. Mr. Trump on Fox News.
Really a nice young man, and what he went through, that was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second, he was going to pull the trigger. Kyle would have been dead.
Big pharmacies and the federal government have a real issue with America's opioid epidemic.
A federal jury in Ohio is finding Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Health responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has ravaged towns and cities all across the nation. The decision marks the first time that a jury has delivered a verdict in a case against the national pharmacy chains. A trial judge will now decide how much the pharmacy must pay in damages. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As President Biden promises gas prices will go down someday, he released 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve to do the job. Scott Hayes is with the Toledo Refining Company. He tells Fox News this is just a drop in the bucket. It will not influence the price of gas.
Well, I think 50 million barrels is a symbolic gesture. Listen, that gets us 2.5 to 3 days worth of domestic supply in this country. Listen, the president has levers he can pull. He can set the biofuel mandate today. That's something he could do. People would feel at the pump immediately. He could set it at a reasonable level consistent with supply and demand. He could set it at a level that within constraints that the infrastructure can handle. People would notice that today. They're dragging their feet. They could do that today. That would make a big difference at the pump.
Energy Secretary for the United States Jennifer Granholm tells a reporter Tuesday she has no clue how much oil America consumes per day.
How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
Marine biologists expect to find all sorts of strange stuff in the deep sea. But a mammoth tusk caught scientists off guard. Marine biologist Stephen Haddock and ROV pilot Randy Prickett from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in California, they were about 185 miles offshore when they discovered the 3-foot prehistoric tusk in about 10,000 feet of water. The discovery has led to more questions than answers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.